Okay, today is Daf Samach Aleph. We are on Samach Amud Beis. We're right in the smack in the middle of a question. We left off with a question about what's the difference, why sometimes if the Eruv goes to the end of the city, then you can carry the entire city, but if the Eruv stops in the middle of the city, then your Eruv stops. Amar Rava. And they wanted to know, what is that, some kind of nevuah? Like, what's the reason for that? Amar Rava, what's the big deal? Tavayo Teninu, they're both prices. I didn't make this up. I didn't get some vision. I did both prices. Anshe Ir Gedola, if the people of a large city, Mahalchid es Kol Ir Katana, can walk the entire small city. And what does that mean? The truth is, that's the very next Mishnah of the Masechta. The next Mishnah, on today's daf, we're going to get to it. But look at Rashi. Rashi of Amar Rava, the last Rashi on the page. Amar Rava, says Rava, my nevuyuse. It's not nevuah what I said. Tarbayo tenina b'masisin. It's a Mishnah. It says, Anshi ir gedola, shahayisil hen ir katana. Let's say you had a very large city, and right next to the large city was a very small city. Besoch al payim. And within 2000, a low, neighboring city right nearby. V'yotzin me'iron, you leave your big city. U'mahalchin leilech derech haktana. And you want to go to the small city, Mahalchides Kol Ha'ir Katana Hasmuchalahem. You can go to the whole small city right next to it. Mahalchides Kula Kidal and Amos. It's as if the entire big city and the entire little city are all 4 Amos. Umashlimin Midasan Chutala. And then your 2000 starts from the end of the city, meaning the entire big city and the entire little city is all like Dalat Amos. Ditzakadadach Midasir Salak Lahu. Because if you were to tell me that that's not the case, rather, 2,000 amos from your house, what's the chiddush in that? Obviously, you can walk 2,000 amos. There's no chiddush in that. That's old news. It must be teaching you that since the city are so close to each other, and they're both really the same one big city, okay, they call it a little city, but it's really adjoining city. It's as if it's one big Dalat Amos area. Says Rava, I didn't make that up. That's not nevuah. That's a Mishnah. Turn the page to Samach Aleph. Ein anche ir katana, mahalchin es kol ir gedola. But the little city can't walk in the big city. My time, why not? Lav mishum, isn't it because? Tahani kalsa midasan mechatia ir, vahani kalsa midasan besoch ir. Because the little city's eruv ends in the middle of the big city. So therefore, they're stuck. That's my distinction. Virav Edi. And why did Ravidi have a question? Because Ravidi had a different girsa. His girsa was Anshe Anshe Tani. He learned, the girsa was, that people in the big city can walk in the little city, and people in the little city can, yes, walk in the big city. If that's the case, Tani, Anshe Anshe, Anshe Anshe Tani, he learned both little people, the little city and the big city have the same rights. Umukim la benosein. And he said it was a case where you place the Eruv down, meaning, you're in the city. So if you're in the big city, you can walk in the little city. If you're in the little city, you can walk in the big city. So his question remains, why is it, Rava, that if you, sometimes you get the entire city, and sometimes you don't? He said it's a Mishnah. I didn't learn the Mishnah that way. I learned, it doesn't matter. If it doesn't matter, we're back to our question. Our question was, what's the distinction between the big city, between having the entire city to walk, and not having the entire city to walk. Yeah, I must be. No, so one second. Avamode lotnan. But he didn't learn the case of a question of modate. In other words, what we said yesterday. Modate means I measure. In other words, if you're a resident of the city, then the entire city has the status of Dalat Amos. It doesn't matter if it's a big city. It doesn't matter if it's a little city. If you're a resident of Dalat Amos, the entire city has Dalat Amos. If you're outside the city and you want to measure into the city, then wherever the 2,000 stop, you have to stop. That's what we said. He asked, so yesterday, Rava made a statement that sometimes you get the entire length of the city, sometimes you don't. So if Edie asked him, what kind of reason, what kind of thing is that? What kind of svar is that? So Rava said, no, I didn't make that up. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah said the people in the big city can walk the entire little city, but the people in the little city cannot walk the entire big city. Why not? Because for the little city, he viewed it as they're like outside the city. Therefore, the 2000 ends wherever it ends. But the big city, I guess the little city's bottled to the big city. So therefore, they walk the entire length of the little city. Shezavidi, now I didn't have that girsa. I had the girsa that people in the little city can walk the entire length of the big city also. If that's the case, what did you say yesterday, Rafi? It didn't make any sense. Not only that, in order for E's question to be a question, there's no mention of modade. There's no mention of modade. Modade means I'm outside the city, and I want to measure 2,000 amos. Where's that going to end? It's going to end right by the shul. So I can't walk down the block past the shul. It stops by the shul. It stops right here, 2,000 amos. You see what's going on? So therefore, we had a kasha on Rava. Rava, what did you say? What you said doesn't make any sense. Was it Navi? Rava, doesn't make any sense what you said. Okay. Now, below, we're not talking about a case of measuring. Vatnan. V'lamode cha'amru. We're talking about measuring. Nosdin lo alpayim ama. You give him 2,000 amos. Shafilu sof midaso kolu b'mara. Even if it ends in the middle of a cave. I mean, it ends in the middle. Wherever it ends. Says Rashi. Mimakom shvisaso, from the place where you rest, or mimakom eruvo, or the place of your eruv, sha'amru litein lo alpayim. Afilu sof midas alpayim kala b'ma'ara, even if it ends in the middle of a cave, lo yikonets me alpayim v'hala. You can't go from 2,000 and more. Alma, what do you see? Kalasa midasa b'chatzi ha'ir. It could end in the middle of a city. Tanan. The old alone me that's a ear. Mind of you say. In other words, it's a beferish Mishnah. He said, oh, I wasn't talking about a case of measuring, but the Mishnah was. So back to our question. You had a question on Rava. Wasn't a question. So the Gemara answers, so for ear it's trichole delotnan. Yes, that's true. The Chiddush that the 2000 could stop smack in the middle of a city, even the middle of a cave, that the Mishnah taught. But the other Chiddush, the Mishnah didn't teach that if you walk to the end of the city, then you get the whole city. If the 2,000 ends at the end of the city, you get the whole city. That wasn't taught. That wasn't taught. Right? Okay, and then Ravidi had a kasha. That doesn't make any sense. Although it does make sense, but all right. Amar of Nachman. Mandatani anshe lo mishtabesh. If you learn the girsa that it has the words mandatani Anche lo mishtabesh. If you learn that it says that the people of the little city were able to walk in the big city, that's not a mistake. Right? They would have done a different girsa. Uman de tani ain anche lo mishtabesh. And if you learn that they can't, like Rava learned, it's also not a mistake. Uman de tani anche lo mishtabesh. If you learn that the people in the little city can walk in the big city, lo mishtabesh, it's not a mistake. Demukum lo benosein. We're talking about you lived in the city. So you put your Erev down. You live in the city. If you live in the city, you have the whole thing. The little city or the big city. It makes no difference. Madatani ain't anche lo mishtabesh. Right? And you want to hold that the people cannot carry the entire length of the big city? It's not a mistake either. The mukimla, the modade. We're talking about a case where it was being measured. Meaning, if you're outside the city, and now you measure, then where does the Erev end? Wherever it ends. The Chasuri Machzer of Hachiktani. And it's the missing words, we'll fill in the words. Anche Ir Gedola. People in the big city, Mahalchan is called Ir Katana. They can walk the whole length of the little city. Why could they do that? Because both cities are considered, they're within 2,000 of each other. So really, they're considered one big city. If they're Anche Ir Katana, Mahalchan is called Ir Gedola. But the people in the little city can't carry in the big city. When is that true? Bamode. That's only if they came to measure an Erev, so they're really considered outside the big city. They measure an Erev, wherever the Erev ends, it ends. Avamishai bir gadola. But if someone's in the big city, and he puts his Erev in the little city, or Katana, Haya bir katana, v'nidich bir gadola. Or he's in the little city, he puts his Erev in the big city. Malach is cool of a chutzal apayim ama. You get the length of both cities plus 2,000 amos afterwards.
Why? There are only 140 amos in between?
Could be, yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
Then how would you explain that?
Exactly, yeah, in a Hanami, 100%.
So that close?
Correct.
It's considered like one big...
Yes. Okay, new thing over here. Amar of Yosef, Amar Rami Bar Abba, Amar of Huna. Ir sheyoshevis al sfas hanachal. If a city is by a beach. It's at the edge of a river. Im yesh lefaneha daka arba, if you built a door, some kind of wall, some kind of partition, four amos, modid la misvas hanachal, then your eruv starts at the edge of the beach. V'im lav, and if not, ein modid la ela mipesach beso. If not, then the eruv starts at your house. Is there a picture of this? I didn't see a picture of it. There's no picture of it here. Right? What? It's not? He's checking. In other words, if you built a wall, there's no picture, so I'm not sure what this is. If you built a wall between your house.
I think it's a pier.
A what?
A pier.
I don't know what it is exactly.
A platform.
No, because the Gemara is going to ask, how come over here you require four amo wall? Four amos, and by yesterday with the case of the marpeset, it was four tvachim. The Gemara's answer, because by the case of the marpeset, it's just a hecker. And over here, you don't want to get a flood, so you build the wall bigger. What's going on here exactly? Not sure what's going on. Where are you building this wall? I don't know. Where are you building this wall? If you have a wall, then the eruv goes to the edge of the beach, and if not, it goes from your house. I'm not exactly sure of the case.
Going which direction?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure which case. What's the case? So Amalei Abaya, Daka Arba Amos Amartalanala. You told me you have to build a wall of four Amos. Maishna Dekal Daki Ba'alma Arba. But everywhere else, like we had a few days ago with the case with the Marpeset, it was four Tfachim. How come it's 4 hours over here? Amalei, no. Hasam Lo Be'isa Tashmishte. There, you're not afraid to use it. So really, it's only a hecker. Hacha, but over here. Beitza tashmishta. You're afraid to use it. So therefore, it's at four amos.
The whole area is frightening. So
right, the whole area is frightening. So therefore,
I think it's because you're afraid you're going to fall in. It's an even greater height. There is an halacha kula, I guess.
Right. And I'm not that sure the case.
I think it's you're afraid he's going to fall. You're falling. If you do something on that wall, you're afraid you're going to fall in.
You're going to fall in?
Narrow. Why is that different?
Very narrow.
Yeah, what's going on here? You're going to fall in where?
The wall is attached to the house.
There's a ravine.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a cliff.
I don't say that anyway.
It's a deep ravine. No, I'm supposed to
have a deep ravine. Amar of Yosef. Mana amin Allah. Where do I know that from? Where do I know what? If you have a wall, you get more space, basically. If you built this wall, you get more space. Right? Because then the whole tchum is included. Titania. There's also a hard case here. Ready? Hit the Rebbe. Rebbe allowed. Shai b'nei Gader Yardin Lechamson. The people in the town of Gader, who lived on top of the mountain, were allowed to go down to the people that lived on the bottom of the mountain in Lechamson. They b'nei Chamson all in the Gader. But the people that lived in the lower town were not allowed to go up to the bigger town, on the top of the mountain. By time, why not? Lav mishum dahani, because the people in the top town, Gader, avodaka, they built a wall. Dahani lo avodaka, and the people in the little town didn't build a wall. Okay, what's going on here? Let's see Rashi. Lav mishum da avodaka. Rashi says, Gader v'chamsen yoshim bahar b'shipua. Gader and Chamsen were on a mountain on a slant. Gader mamayla v'chamsen lamata. Gader up on top, Chamsen down below. Since they were both on a slant, maybe that's the ravine issue. They're both on a slant. They both need a wall on the incline. Each one was within 2,000 of the other. Okay, they're not that far away. And we said, B'nei Gedder can go down to visit, but the B'nei Chamsen can go up to visit. My time of walk, Lav Mishum, isn't it because the B'nei Gedder of Adaka, the B'nei Gedder built a wall. L'fikach kol yoshveh kishirotzen leilech l'chamsen ha-mezchir l'mnoz l'modar b'chamasa l'tzad chamsen kishar yaros. So therefore, where does the tchum begin for the people in the upper city? From the wall. I live all the way top, far away. Doesn't matter. The air begins down here. And for the second time, Rashi says, and they're all one big Erev. They're all included. Hani ben Chamsa, but the people down below, lo avadaka b'lishipule. They never built a wall. Why can't they use the same wall? They can't. So they never built a wall. Lefikach, therefore, lo havi ir, they don't have a city, umodud in lokol echer pesach peso. Each person has to measure from his house, not from the wall. V'elu shebigvoa hakrom al toch apayim legader. Some are close. V'kula muvlas b'tchuba nechassin b'lo lekula. Some are close. The people that live at the edge of the town, edge of the city, maybe they can walk. But not people that live far away. Aval aim him yoshin b'shipula ein mipes ein kul olonlo. If you live far away, you can't go in. Okay? So what do you see? It's an example of what we've been talking about building this wall. Now the Gemara says something very strange. The Gemara says, Kiyasar of Dimi Omar, no, you have the whole thing wrong. Matatorge mitachrigi luhu b'nei geder l'b'nei chamson. The b'nei geder were the victims of attacks by the b'nei chamson. What? No.
People of Geder used to assault people of Chamson.
I'm sorry. I said it wrong. People of Geder used to attack people in Chamson. Therefore what? Therefore they made a gzeira. Don't have B'nai Chamson go into B'nai Geder and make themselves victims.
Right?
Right? Umay hitir. So what does it mean they made a heter? That word makes no sense. Right. Change it to Hiskin. They made a takana. Umay shna Shabbos. Why on Shabbos did they make this rule? Because the shchichi b'shichus. Because on Shabbos, that's when people drink too much. That's when they get. Who has time during the week to go be a terrorist? Only on the weekend you have time. No one has time during the week.
The Jews and
non-Jews. Jews, I don't know. Ki az, non-Jew, who cares about an Arab? Ki az l'hasam, ki az li l'hasam, nami metragina gu. Say they'll come down there and terrorize you. Right? They'll come down and terrorize you. Somebody says, no, no, no. Kalba below Masya, a dog outside the city. Shev shenin lo navach. Even for 7 years it won't bark. In other words, that's not their stomping ground. They're not going to go somewhere else.
That's turf.
That is turf, right. Hashtanami mitatrige b'nei chamsa livne gader. Somebody will go attack them. So there's no kule hai lo kaifi luhu. So be it, they're not going to be. Anyway, so it's not a raya regarding Hilchas Erevin at all. It has nothing to do with Hilchas Erevin. The whole other thing about being terrorists on Shabbos. Nothing to do with Erevin at all.
The
I don't know, so he says. What? Rav Safra Omar, a different story. Ir Hasuya Kikeshatavi. Geder and Chamson was a city like a rainbow. The Chamson lived in the bow, and Geder lived by the string. Geder was by the string. It was the beginning of the town of Geder was within 2,000 amos of Chamson, but the edge of the town wasn't. So that's what's going on.
Both places got two Geders?
What? No, he's showing you two different cases. Rav Dimi Bar Chanina Amar, Anche Ir Geder. The Ir Geder was Gedola. The Anchi Ir Kitana Havi. And the other city, Chamson, was a small one. Rav Kahana Masnihaka, Rav Dimi Masnihaka. They just changed around the names. Rav Safra, Rav Dimi Bar Chanina, Chanam Ir Asirika Kashat Havi. He said it was like a rainbow. The Chanam Anchi Ir Kitana, Anchi Ir Gedola Havi. And he said it was like a, the other way around, it was like a big city and a small city. Okay, next Mishnah. Anche Ir Gedola, you have a big city. Mahalchan is called Ir Katana. You can walk the entire length of the little city. The Anche Ir Katana, Mahalchan is called Ir Gedola. And the people in the little city can walk the entire length of the big city. Why? Because since they're 2,000 amos, within 2,000 amos of each other, they're like one big city, and everyone's happy. Ketad, what's the story? Misha Hayab Ir Gedola, if someone's in the big city, and he puts his Erev in the small city, or Bir Katana, he's in the small city. Vinasan Ese Ruba Bir Gedola, and he puts his Erev in the big city. Mahachan Es Kula, he can carry the whole thing. Vichutzla Apayam Amma, and beyond 2,000 Amos.
Beyond the era, beyond
the beyond city? The city limit. In other words, the entire city doesn't even start at 2,000 Amos. Doesn't even start. That makes the most sense.
You put the Arab is considered like you have the entire town.
Correct. Correct.
The Arab is 4,000 amos away.
The Arab has to be within 2,000. But the whole city is considered Dalai Lamas.
So you got 2,000.
That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Akiva, no. Ain't the Elamaka Biruba, Alpayim Amba. No, who made up this rule? You get 2,000 amas from the area, that's all. Amalaham Rabbi Akiva. They said to Rabbi Akiva, Iatamodimli, don't you agree with me that Penotzin Eruba Bama'ara, that if you put your Arab in a cave, She'ain lo Elamaka Biruba, Alpayim Amba, that you only get 2,000? Don't you agree with that? So the answer, we've been saying this for the past 2 days. The answer is, Amrulo, yes. Amasai, when is that true? Bisman She'ain Bad Diurin. That's if it's a no man's land. Aval yesh ba diurin, but if you have land, if people are there, it's a city. Mahalach es kula v'chutz al payamama. Then, of course, you get the entire area. Nimtza comes out. Kal tocha me'agaba. The inside is more lenient than on top. In other words, on top, it's no man's land. But in this cave, I don't know, some kind of people live there. You get more space. V'limdod she'amru, and this measuring, Shnostin al payamama, that you get 2,000 amos. Afilu sof midaso kala b'mara. Even if the 2,000 end in the cave, what does that mean? So Rashi says, Afalpi, the last Rashi, Afalpi shechalukin chachama Rabbi Akiva. Even though they have a dispute, Benosin eruvo bi'ir lomar shekol ha'ir lo ka'arba amos. They disagree. They have a dispute whether or not the whole city is dalat amos or not. The chacham say yes. Rabbi Akiva says no. Modin hain, they agree. Bebah mi'ir acheres. If you come from another city, omimakom shvitzaso, or from a different place where you're resting, v'kolsa midaso shalapayim psios beninis afilu b'ma'ara sheyesh diurin she'enanichnas alhal midaso floor. In other words, what we were saying all along, if you're a resident of the city and you make an eruv 2,000 amos, your eruv goes the entire length of the city. If you're outside the city and you come to make an Erev, the Erev stops wherever the 2,000 stop. That, the Chacham agreed to that. Okay? This is actually now this is quite easy. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shavas Be'ir Chareva. If you rest on Shabbos, you make your Shavisa. How do you make your Shavisa? By physically being present there. In a ruin, meaning it's not really a town. Maybe it was once upon a time. It's really a ruin now. L'Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, doesn't matter. Ma'alech es kula v'chutz la payamama. You still get the whole city. It's a ruin over here. Nobody lives here. It doesn't matter. Hiniach es eruvo bi'ir chareva. But if you place the eruv in the ruin, meaning you really are resting somewhere else, and your eruv ends smack over here, then the fact that it's a ruin doesn't make a difference. Ein lo mimakom eruvo el malpayamama. You get 2,000. Just like he said in the Mishnah, by a cave. Or any time when you come outside the city. Right?
Distinction between being there and placing something.
Correct. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no. Echad shavas ve'echad heiniach. Malach es kula v'chutz l'alpayamama. Rabbi Eliezer, a very difficult shita. He said, no, it doesn't matter whether you place it or are there, you get 2,000. You get the entire city for free. The whole city is included. Meisvei. So 1 second. We're gonna have a kasha now on Rabbi Eliezer. Amar lehem Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah said, "Yetemodim li benotzin es eruva b'mara shein lomakim eruva l'alpayamama." Don't you agree with me about the eruv? Don't you agree with me? I'm sorry about the cave. Amrulo, yeah. Amasai, when is that true? It's mancha ein badurin. That's if nobody's there. Ha, the ain but urine modulate. And if there's nobody there, they agree. And a ruin is nobody there. So how on earth could it be, as I said, the Chum would agree to get the whole town? My ain but urine. What does it mean, ain but urine? Ain ru'uyul dira. It's not roi for dira. A cave is not roi. This is roi. Just nobody happens to be here. So it's not the same thing. Okay? Tashma, another try to disprove Rabbi Eliezer. It says like this: Shavas Be'ir, if you rest in a city, Afilu hi gedola ka Antiochia, even if it's a gigantic city like Antioch, right, a big metropolis, b'ma'ara, or in a cave, Afilu hi kema'ara Sidkiyahu, Melech Yehuda, a big cave. What do they say? The cave went from Jerusalem all the way to Babel? It's a massive cave. That's even true. Massive cave. Huge cave. Malach es kula v'chutz l'alpayamama. You get the whole thing. Now, katani ear, dumi demara. These statements were said together. Obviously, they're the same thing. Ma ma'ara chareva, just like it's a cave. But you don't have a city in a cave. It's a ruin. It's hiding out. Why are you in the cave? Because you're hiding out, right? Af hi chareva. So too the city af ir chareva. And what did we say? V'shavas in only if you're present. Avahini yachlo. But not if you're just put it there, place it there. Now, Mani, who said this? Elam Rabbi Akiva. If it's Rabbi Akiva, my ir yachareva. His chiddush was not about his din. Wasn't about a chareva. I feel a yeshiva, even a normal city, the same din. You never get the space of an entire city according to Rabbi Akiva. El alav rabbanon. This must be the rabbanon. The taima. And what's the reason for this? Why do you get the whole city? Why do you get the whole cave? The shavat in avin yachlo. Because you were living there. Tzidkio was living there. Right? He was hiding out. This became his new house, his new palace. So therefore, it's like Dalaramas. But not if he would have been outside the city and for some reason he puts an Erev in a cave, you'd never get the whole cave. The kasha on Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara answers, no, lo tema ir dumi de ma'ara. No, don't read it that way. Read it the other way. Ela ema ma'ara dumi de ear. The ma'ara is like an ear. Ma ear yeshiva. Af ma'ara yeshiva. Just like an ear, you have yeshiva. So to the cave had yeshiva. Rabbi Akiva he, and it goes according to Rabbi Akiva, to Omar, Ein lo mimakam eruva el apayamama. You only get 2,000, uvishabis moda. But he agrees that if you, uvishabis moda, but he agrees if you are actually present there. What does that mean, he agrees if it's present there? Right. If you're present there, Rabbi Akiva would agree, you get the whole city. Valkimara Sitkyo Katani, but we just said it's like Sitkyo's cave. So the Gemara answers, Kimara Sitkyahu, Velo Kimara Sitkyahu. It's like that, and it's not like that. Kimara Sitkyahu Gedola, meaning it was very large. Velo Kimara Sitkyahu, but it's not like Mara Sitkyahu. Why? The Ilu Hasam Chareva, Vahacha Yeshiva. Because that was a ruin, and I'm talking about not a ruin, a place where people have residence. Okay, let's finish up. Mar Yehuda Ashkichei Lebnei Mavarchta. He saw the people of his town to come Musvi Aruvaihu Bebe Knishta Debe Ugvar Aguvar. They put the Erev in the shul. They placed the Erev in the shul. Says Rashi, Beis Hakneses Gadol Haya. It was a very big shul. V'kulan V'kulu Muvla Balpayim Shel Chum Mavarchta. And the entire shul was within the 2,000 amos of the city, the entire shul. V'heim lo ha'yechosh shen laholich ha'erev ad sofa olinyach sham. Now, they have to put the Erev at the end of the shul. Let's say the shul takes up a whole block. You have to put it at the end of the shul, or just put it right into the shul. The svira lahu kirabanan. The helat the rabanan. Kivan de manua ba'avir mechitzos mahalchen eskula v'chutz alpayim. Once you put the Erev in the shul, let's say the shul is the last house in the town. So once you put the Erev in the shul, you get the whole block, the extra block of the shul. You don't have to put the Erev at the end of the shul, down at the end of the, you don't have to do that. And they didn't do that. Amalahu, so somebody told him, Mar Yehuda told him, Gavu Beit Tfei, put the Erev deeper in the shul. Ki hechi, delishter lechu tfei. If you put the Erev deeper, you'll be able to walk deeper. Right? You hear this? Amrulei, what are you talking about? Rava Palga. Rava argued on you. Be'eruvin less chashash l'had Rabbi Akiva. We don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. We hold town. So why should I move the Erev deeper in the shul? It makes no difference.
Is comparing the town to a building?
No, it's the same point. The point is that once you have the Erev, you get the whole town.
No, maybe
so the town, the town. So the, according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't.
Right.
You get only 2,000 amos. Yeah, so it must be that the shul was at the edge of the town already, and you only get 2,000 amos beyond that.
Anyway.
So the deeper you put it, the more space you're going to get.
Maybe he agrees with that in case of one building as opposed to a town.
So assuming he didn't agree, they said it doesn't make a difference if he agrees, we don't hold like him anyway. We don't hold like Rabbi Akiva anyway. Even though didn't we learn a few days ago that we always hold like Rabbi Akiva, right? Okay. Hajjan Allah, Ketad Ma'avrin, Hajjan Allah, Ketad Ma'avrin. Hajj and Allah. Ketzad Ma'avrin. Everybody have a very, very good day, and we will resume tomorrow with the new parasha.